I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. They have been captivating audiences around the world for nearly a decade with their high-energy blend of languages and musical traditions. I'm talking about South Africa's Soweto Gospel Choir. That is Ellie from the African Grace album. After scores of awards, international fame, and nods from some of the world's most distinguished musicians, the group is now on a 43-city North American tour. And when we found out, we just had to ask them to stop by our Washington, D.C. performance studio, and they are with us now. Welcome. Thank you all so much for joining us.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Now, the group is 23 members touring, of which 12 of you are here with us now. And as much as we'd like to hear from all of you, we've asked that you appoint two volunteers to chat with us. So I will be speaking with choir master Shimi Gianni and guitarist Kevin Williams. Thank you both for chatting with us.
Thank you.
So Shimi, you've been with the group from the beginning. Do I
Yes.
have this correct? If you could just remind us how the group got started.
The group was formed in 2002, downtown Johannesburg in a place called Yeovil, a recreation center, and it was through Mr. David Mulovesi, the late David Mulovesi. David Mulovesi, who is a founding member of Soweto Gospel Choir, and then he met Beverly Breyer, who is our executive producer. Yes, and then there's Andrew K, we call him Mr. K, which is a big boss. Yeah, then he came from Australia to South Africa to come and search for talent. They went and saw a show called Umoja. They fell in love with the sound of South Africa and, you know, the music. And they just asked Mr. David Mulovesi, how can we come about to bring up a choir that would go all over the world and, you know, perform, showcase the talent that we have in our country. And then Mr. David Mulovesi said to them, you know what, I've got a choir called the Holy Jerusalem, so I can take you to my house and they're rehearsing right now. Let's go there. And they went there and they were like, wow, what they were wowed about what they saw. They said, okay, let's do auditions. And then we sang and then until now we're standing here, we're part of the choir.
When did you realize that you had become big stars, a sensation? Because you have to know
okay.
that you are one of the most revered South African groups
yeah.
and also among world musicians, among yeah. the most respected. So I'm just wondering if there was a moment when you said, wow, we've really done something here.
It would be 2003 when we released our first album called Voices from Heaven. And when we came to the States, it was 2003. It was on the number one on the Music World Billboard for like 3 weeks, the first album. So that's when I said, wow. The people know they're liking what we're doing, so I think we're going places. Yeah, and then after that, into that we came in there. Then there was a Grammy, and there was another Grammy the second year again. So yeah, that's when I realized that now we're going somewhere.
Yeah. Well, let's hear what the people are raving about. What is the first thing that I think you want to perform for us?
The song we're going to perform for you, it's called "Siteng Sidiba." There is salvation.
Siten sidiba samba
amen amen
ali
amen amen
amen
amen
diba
amen amen
amen
amen
mata sonna
ke bo pelo
paye tadi mi ba
amen amen
pasi ke ni
amen amen
patu
amen 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 amen
Amen,
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 amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And there are only 12 people here. Like, I have to, you have to take my word for it. There are only 12 people here. That is quite amazing.
Thank you.
You know, though, Kevin, I understand that you're touring 11 months out of the year.
It's like nine to 10 months of the year, away from home,
that
away
must
from
be,
family.
That must be hard.
At times it becomes tiring, you know. You do feel it mostly when you, you know, maybe like in the middle of the tour, you start missing family and friends. But the nice thing about the Soweto Gospel family is that, you know, when we're more on stage, we tend to forget about what's happening at home, about who we're missing. Because when we're on stage, we now become dependent on our family members, right, yeah, with Soweto Gospel Choir.
The American spiritual, as we understand it, comes from, it really comes from our African roots. But it also has in it kind of messages about our condition and our desires for a better life. How would you describe the roots of your sound and the songs that you choose to sing?
Well, as you can hear that in the language itself, it's very much more homegrown. Also based on the struggles that our people have been through, and also the forms of communication. That's how our elderly people also communicated back then when they were working in the mines, was also through music. And you find out that the African culture kind of music is also a little bit more different to the Xhosa sound and maybe the Venda sound and the Sotho sound. But one thing, as we see that despite the fact that we all speak in different languages, but just like music, different tongues, but also has one meaning to it.
We were talking about how the group has songs that are very familiar to Americans, like Bridge Over Troubled Waters, Simon and Garfunkel classic, or This Little Light of Mine.
Yeah.
How do you Soweto-ize it?
If we have to Soweto-ize us, what we'll do is that we'll put some, like, we'll put our own language into it first, and then we put our own feel to it. We show it when we go, Omulilo mvuthe matanye Omulilo mvuthe matanye Omulilo Omulilo mvuthe matanye Oh yeah Omulilo mvuthe matanye Omulilo mvuthe
Oh, glory, if you ever needed the Lord before, sure you need him now.
We're visiting with the Soweto Gospel Choir. They are currently on a demanding 43-city North American tour, and when we found out, we just had to get them to stop by our Washington, D.C. performance studio. Will you play something else for us?
Yes, the song I'm going to sing now, it's called Kailikae. It's in English, it's like, wherever I go with Jesus. I'm saying.
Kailikae. Songa ya ka lika bo se ba tlampitsa itaba leta
ha ke mali je songa ya ka
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very beautiful. Beautiful. You. Well, you know, the music is global now, so you probably heard everything. But since you've been on your tour, yes. Is there anything you've picked up here in the States that you're going to take back with you? Anything unexpected? Little Eminem, a little...
No, we also have the familiar sounds like this back home, you know. But I know, well, Shimi loves his old school, so I think he'll be taking on some of the old school.
Yeah, old school,
songs,
yeah.
Really? R&B?
That is the OJs. R&B, OJs. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for, R&B, oh. For sure, yeah. R&B Boyz II Men, sure. I like their latest album, 20, and then what else, bro?
Oh, well, you know.
There's a lot, actually. We listen to a lot of music, like hip hop. I mean,
yeah.
There's some J. Cole, and then. T-Pain, T.I. So we listen to those kind of music also. We're not like stereotype. We're going to listen
maybe
to.
Maybe only yeah. listen to we're our just, style. But back yeah. home, you know, yeah. We also play, yeah. play the music too.
Yeah. I'd like to hear you do a Christmas album. I'd like to hear what you could do with Bing Crosby.
You'll hear it at Christmas time. Definitely.
I like to see what you could do with White Christmas, but you know. So well, thank you all. Thank you all.
Thank you very much.
What are you most looking forward to, Kevin? What are you most looking forward to?
Just getting on stage and performing, that's what I love. In fact, we all love that, you know, because it's like what most of the people always ask us, thank you guys for changing how we felt when we left home. Yeah. And we always say to them, if you want to know where Soweto Gospel Choir lives, put your hand on your heart and you'll feel that's where we live, right yeah. there, your heartbeat.
No, well, thank you. And when you go home finally after your very long tour is at an end, what do you hope that your audiences will draw from the experience?
Our mission is to bring joy, peace, and happiness in yeah. people, in everybody that comes to our shows. So that's what we want to leave with the people. And what we want to leave here is that people must always remember the good music that we brought to America and the harmonies, the beautiful, rich harmonies that we brought to America, the beautiful dancing. And also because we're here to showcase our African gospel and our South African gospel music and our talented voices. We're also looking forward to be like, they remember us even when you go solo, be like, I know her. She used to sing with so-and-so. So, yes. Yeah.
Right. Kevin, any final thought?
Yes, well, we've been hearing from quite a lot of people, you know, over the few years that we've been here that, yes, thank you for inspiring my daughter. She's now singing for a choir. Or thank you for motivating me. I'm now better than what I used to be, you know, and we love hearing things like that because we know that we all here to fulfill, you know, one purpose, and that's to minister to people and touch people's lives, whether it's through speaking, whether it's through singing, whether it's through just dancing, but just like communication, it comes in all forms, and that's what we love doing, is touching people's lives.
We're visiting with the Soweto Gospel Choir. They are currently engaged on a 43-city North American tour, and they were nice enough to stop by our Washington, D.C. studios to spread a little peace, love, and joy yes. with us, and we are so appreciative. Thank you all so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.
You're going to say one more thing as we go? What's it called?
It's called Emlanjeni.
Emlanjeni e Babilona.
Been listening to South Africa's Soweto Gospel Choir. The group is currently on tour throughout North America, and they joined us here at NPR's Performance Studios in Washington, D.C. And that's our program for today. Tell Me More is produced by Bracton Booker, Bridget DeShagas, Lauren Megaki, Sanaj Meshkinpour, Emily Oxenschlager, Amitha Parasher, Amy Ta, Malik Washington, and Ashley Westerman. Our intern is Bridget Armstrong. Our editors are Alicia Montgomery and Ahmad Omar. Our special thanks to NPR's librarians. Our director is Arjun Hutchins. Our senior producer is Devar Ardalan. The technical director is Neil Tevolt. He had a hand this week from Brian Jarbo and Dennis Nielsen. Our theme music was composed by Underdog Entertainment with additional arrangements by Ian Honeyman. The supervising senior editor is Portia Robertson-Migas. The executive producer is Tashima Walker. And remember to tell us more, please go to npr.org and find us under the Programs tab. You can find our podcast there. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Tell Me More NPR. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Let's talk more tomorrow.